Hey, how's it going? This is another episode of the Inglês Online podcast. And today, instead of talking about two or three expressions, I'm going to use a little text that someone sent me this week. So I don't know who the author of this text is, but this person wrote these paragraphs using up as often as they could and exemplifying lots of the so-called phrasal verbs. I did a quick search and I found out that this text is all over the place, so it's pretty well known and I thought it would be a good idea to read it out for you guys. Okay, so to listen and download previous episodes and transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click Inglês Online Podcast. So let's get started. This two-letter word in English has more meanings than any other two-letter word, and that word is up. It is listed in the dictionary as an adverb, a preposition, an adjective, a noun, or a verb. It's easy to understand up, meaning toward the sky or at the top of the list, but when we awaken in the morning, why do we wake up? At a meeting, why does a topic come up? Why do we speak up? And why are the officers up for election? Why is it up to the secretary to write up a report? We call up our friends, brighten up a room, polish up the silver, warm up the leftovers, and clean up the kitchen. We lock up the house and fix up the old car. At other times, this little word has real special meaning. People stir up trouble, line up for tickets, work up an appetite, and think up excuses. To be dressed is one thing, but to be dressed up is special. And this up is confusing. A drain must be opened up because it is stopped up. We open up a store in the morning, but we close it up at night. We seem to be pretty mixed up about the word up. To be knowledgeable about the proper uses of up, look up the word up in the dictionary. In a desk-sized dictionary, it takes up almost one-fourth of the page, and it can add up to about 30 definitions. If you are up to it, you might try building up a list of the many ways up is used. It will take up a lot of your time, but if you don't give up, you may wind up with 100 or more. When it threatens to rain, we say it is clouding up. When the sun comes out, we say it is clearing up. When it rains, the earth soaks it up. When it does not rain for a while, things dry up. One could go on and on, but I'll wrap this up for now because my time is up. Oh, one more thing. What is the first thing you do in the morning and the last thing you do at night? You pee. Don't mess up. Send this on to everyone you look up in your address book. It's up to you. Now I think I'll shut up. All right, that's it. So, tell me, when was the last time you dressed up? For me, it was last Christmas. Were you in any meetings recently? Which topics came up? I wasn't in any work meetings, but when I talked to a friend last week, the topic of food came up. What time do you usually wake up? I wake up at 7:30. And what are you up to today? Me? I'm writing a couple of posts and working on some other stuff. Leave your answers in the comment area and tell us which ways of using up you're familiar with. Talk to you next time.